Paper 6, Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. Time Bank. Good morning, listeners. How are you? Welcome to our daily program. Let's talk about it. With us today is Iris Baker to tell us about a community project called Time Bank.
Good morning. Let me start by explaining what a time bank is. The first time bank was started by Teruko Mizushima in Japan in 1973. It was her idea to look at time as an alternative to money. She suggested that people get time credit, which means that for every hour they help others, they will get the same number of hours in return when they need it. This, she said, would be useful to people when they find it difficult to do things due to lack of time, or when they get older. Nowadays, members of a time bank contribute 1 hour of their services to others once a week and get 1 hour of services in return.
What kind of services are you referring to?
Generally speaking, there are two kinds of services. Services that are based on having a certain skill, and services that are based on having time. Not all of us have the same skills. For example, some people are better at fixing things, while there are others who just can't fix a broken washing machine or dishwasher or any other appliance. This is when being a member of a time bank might become useful. A time bank member who knows how to repair broken electric appliances will help another member by doing so. In return, he will benefit from the help of someone who can do something for him.
That's nice, but what if I'm not good at anything special?
One of the things that I like most about this project is that you don't have to be an expert to help others. As I said, the second kind of service that the Time Bank offers is based on having time, rather than on having a specific skill. For example, some people are so busy nowadays that they don't have time to do even simple things, like taking their dog for a walk before they go to work. Another member of the Time Bank, who has more spare time and loves dogs, can do this quite easily. Other useful services that don't require expertise can be watering the garden, doing shopping, babysitting, and more.
Is there a difference between the value of a service that is based on having a skill and a service based on just having time?
Absolutely not. Each hour of service is considered the same. Every hour is equal.
I understand that members of the Time Bank get 1 hour for each hour they give. But how do members make contact with other members that offer the service they need?
Oh, that's not a problem. Time banks have people who offer their services as coordinators. They are in charge of matching the different members of the time bank. They interview people who want to become members and ask them what services they are willing to give. Then they look at the data they have collected and make the match.
Tell us, Iris, how successful is time banking these days?
Oh, it's very successful. Today, there are hundreds of time banks all over the world, including countries such as the USA, England, and Israel. Although these banks might differ slightly in the services they offer, what they do have in common is the feeling of satisfaction reported by those who join them.
Thank you for telling us about this remarkable project, Iris. I am sure many of our listeners will want to check it out. This is James Drew wishing you all a great week. Goodbye.